Pitch to Bellinger. He swings and he hits a high fly ball right center field. This ball's gone!
Now a 3-1 for Acuna. Swinging a high fly ball! Deep to left field! Way, way back! It's gone!
Live from the Auto Farm Studios, it's Drive Time Sports on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. Monday edition of the show, we're gearing up for Game 1 of the World Series, which will take place tomorrow. I know we have a lot of Yankee fans in this neck of the woods, and so maybe it's somber time. But nonetheless, going into the playoffs, I expected the Houston Astros to advance to the World Series, and I know our next guest did as well. He is Steve Bortstein, host of First Sports on Fox Sports 1340 in New Mexico. He joins us regularly to talk a variety of things, including baseball. Steve, it's always a pleasure to get you on the show. Thank you again for your time.
No, I appreciate the time very much. Do we need to, like, say thoughts and prayers out to the Yankees fans in your area?
You know what? There's Yankee fans all over, but after what happened to the Dodgers, no. I don't feel bad for them.
That's fair. Yeah. I mean, now y'all know what it's like.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about this series.
I read an interesting stat. This is the first time in, like, a last 100 years that the Yankees have not been in a World Series in, like, a calendar decade.
That's insane. That amount of success is absolutely mind-boggling. But, Steve, if we go back to the regular season, this was a team that was mighty powerful, and we knew this. They were going to be powerful offensively. But, as you and I have talked about on your show, as you and I have talked about on my show, this is a team that had a problem manufacturing runs. And when the Houston Astros made the trade for Zach Greinke at the deadline, they ultimately went all in. Now, Greinke had been very hittable, very scorable throughout the entire postseason. He came to play when it mattered most. He put the Astros in a position to get a win. And as far as clutch time goes, which I know there's no analytical stat for, this is an Astro team that has typically found a way to rise to the occasion. And this series was definitely, it was no exception.
No, and you mentioned it a moment ago, like, you know, even Greinke wasn't at his best. Hell, Verlander wasn't at his best the other night. I mean, he got hit on. They beat him up in the first inning, and there was in that 4-1 victory that forced everything to a Game 6. And yet, we haven't talked about the one guy, and that one guy is, of course, going to be tomorrow night's Game 1 starter, Gerrit Cole. In 3 postseason starts this postseason, he struck out an insane amount of batters. He's given up, like, a run or something, and given up, like, 7 hits. He's been unbeatable. So I think when you – and again, you and I talk about this all the time. For all the gaudy home run numbers that the Yankees put up this season, and for that matter, even the gaudy home run numbers that the Dodgers put up this season. And don't get me wrong, the Astros put up their share as well. We see what wins here, and it's the same time-honored thing that we talk about every year and everyone seems to forget about, and that's pitching and defense. And big, big props out to the, you know, to the Astros and what they were able to do in that Game 6, piecing together a strange sort of bullpen lineup in Game 6 the other night. And it's a huge win for them. I'm curious to get your take, and I know you and I are going to be talking a lot over the next couple of days here about the story that I saw that the Astros are the biggest World Series favorite since the Red Sox beat the Rockies in 07. To me, that's staggering. Like, I don't get that.
No, I don't get that either, and I'm going to go back to what I have said about the Washington Nationals. Probably over the last couple of months, they're not an underdog story to me. They're really not. When you take a look at the rotation, it's very, very solid. In fact, they may have the best 1-2-3-4 punch. They have the best 1-2-3-4 punch in the National League, and they're probably second only to the Houston Astros, especially when Adibal Sanchez is dealing the way he has over the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, this is a team that is very dangerous. They have just a killer lineup in the middle. If we're talking about Soto and Rendon, and we could talk about Zimmerman. I mean, they have the weapons offensively as well. So I don't buy that. When I go back and I think about the Rockies, and I don't have notes in front of me, but I go back to that. Remember, it was Rocktober, and that's something that Rocky fans still hang their hat on. You know why we called it Rocktober? Because it was a miracle for that team to get there. This Nationals team, if you throw out the first, I don't know, 60 days, 50 days of the regular season, Steve, they were right there tit for tat with the Dodgers, Astros, and Yankees.
Right, and I think part of this, and this was something that I wrote about, and I did a piece on my show the other day, is I think part of this has to do with the layoff factor. Remember, the Nationals, as we both unfortunately remember, swept the Dodgers. So they had time to sit.
They swept the Cardinals.
And I almost wonder if, I'm not saying it was by design that it was, I don't think the Astros minded that series against the Yankees went to six games, so that they both didn't have to sit around and wait for this World Series to start. Game six was probably a blessing for the Houston Astros in the sense that they don't have to wait as long. Whereas if you're the Nationals, much like that Rocktober team, remember they swept the Diamondbacks, I believe it was, in four games in that National League Championship Series, and then got to wait around forever. So I think that's where this favorite angle comes from. But I'd match that rotation, to your point a moment ago, I'd match that rotation up against pretty much anybody at this point. I don't think this is such a lockdown cinch. I get it that, you know, the team with the hot hand right now is the favorite here, and that's the Astros, much like the Red Sox were in 07. But I don't think this is such a lead pipe cinch that the Nationals are just going to get so frightened of this, you know, tremendous team, they're just going to roll over and play dead.
No, and again, pointing to the layoff, I look at this the opposite way, and I'm in the minority when I say this. I think the layoff helps Washington, and here's why. If I go back to that Dodgers series in the NLDS, they used Patrick Corbin as a starter and as a reliever multiple times. They used Max Scherzer as a starter and a reliever multiple times. They didn't have to use Strasburg in a relief effort, and that's where the Dodgers' downfall was. They didn't get to Scherzer in Game 4, which allowed them to throw a fresh Strasburg in Game 5. See, the pitching, to me, it was on the brink, Steve. Washington needed a break. These guys were definitely out of their norm. They were being used almost too much. That's why I think it works here for Washington, opposed to, say, the Rockies, if we go back to when they had to sit and wait. The Nationals are such a unique case. I don't think you can compare them to the Rockies. I don't think you can compare them to any other team in Major League Baseball based off of the way that Dave Martinez has managed the last, well, what, it would be nine games of the playoffs.
And I would agree with that. And I think that's what's going to make this series so fascinating. And it's why, if you're the Nationals, look, and again, this goes to another story. Like, remember, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong about this, but it was a 2-3-2 format. If you're Washington, all you need to do is get one of your two pitchers in the next 48 hours, whether that's going to be Scherzer on Tuesday night or Strasburg on Wednesday night, to get you to the seventh inning in either one of those two games. You walk out of there with a sweep, you can still win this series on your home field, and that's enormous. I don't even think they need to win both games. I don't think it's necessary. Now, if they lose both, then they're up against the wall, obviously, because then you have to go back to Houston and win it. But if you can split one, and I know this, we hear this all the time, This is the same old tried and true, you know, tried and true statement of all. You win one, you can win it at home, and that's all they need to do. And I think that you throw out Scherzer tomorrow night and Strasburg on Wednesday night, and then you've got Rascon just waiting out there in Game 3. You're in a pretty good spot right now. And I will put, you know, obviously you got Gerrit Cole and Verlander going Games 1 and 2 here. But again, we saw that Verlander is hittable. Verlander has been hittable. And if you can get to that, you get that one game, then what do you get when you go back to Washington? You get Zach Greinke. And if you can beat up on Zach Greinke, suddenly advantage goes back to the Nationals.
Again, our guest right now is Steve Bortstein. He's the host of First Sports on Fox Sports 1340 in New Mexico. We'll talk more about his show here in just a moment. Steve, I do want to talk about how unique this is for the Houston Astros. Similar situation is what the Dodgers have done over the last 2 years. To get to two World Series in three seasons, it's so difficult to do that. I mean, really, the San Francisco Giants, and I hate talking about the Giants on the show, but if we go back to 2010, they went to three World Series in 5 years. And I want this to serve as a lesson to just how difficult it really is to do. It doesn't happen often. And I think that's one of the big storylines here, Steve. We can't overlook what the Astros have been able to do over the last couple of seasons. Obviously, they ran into a buzzsaw last year with the Red Sox. Otherwise, this team would have gone to the World Series three consecutive years. It's unique. A.J. Hinch has put his team in a great spot. This is a team that is built for long-term success. We've talked about the Bregmans. We've talked about Altuve. We've talked about Springer. We've talked about Correa. This team is built for long-term success. But it is fairly amazing to get back to their second World Series in 3 years.
It is. It is amazing to do this twice in 3 years and to think about how hard an achievement it is. Again, I'll go back to our favorite team, the L.A. Dodgers, and what they were trying to do, which was get to three consecutive World Series, and it's hard to do. And that kind of success, and I think it speaks volumes of the front office, it speaks volumes of the scouts, it speaks volumes top to bottom. I mean, you mentioned just the players themselves here, but, I mean, it's enormous. And I go back to Jose Altuve and the walk-off home run the other night. I mean, here's the difference, okay? Think about, and again, I hate to go back to it. Think about it, what it was like to be in that Astros dugout when the two-run shot ties game six, right? You know, okay, we're going to lose this game. Now we got to go out there and do it again, blah, blah, blah. It can demoralize a team. It can demoralize a pitching staff. It can demoralize an entire bullpen. It can demoralize an entire dugout, much like it did in game five for the Dodgers, and they crumbled. Who didn't crumble? Jose Altuve didn't crumble. They did not crumble in that situation. Instead, they rose up to the occasion of the very next half inning and got the job done. You can smack this team in the face over and over again, and they're going to come back fighting for more. And with the exception of a completely over-the-top Boston Red Sox team that caught lightning in a bottle last year, and I can say that because they obviously, that lightning in that bottle completely disappeared this season in 2019. With the exception of that team, we could be talking about a team in three consecutive World Series.
Yeah, we could be talking about a dynasty, and if they get a win in this World Series, and I anticipate that they will, I believe the Red Sox will go, the Astros will go down as a dynasty. And what dictates that is the fact that they have beat one of the most dominating National League teams that we have seen over the last 10 years in the Dodgers. They lost to the defending or to the World Series champion in the Boston Red Sox, and if they beat the team this go around that ended that streak for the Dodgers, Steve, I view it as a dynasty. I really do. I don't know if two World Series wins maybe is too light for a dynasty talk, but to me, they will serve as a dynasty based on the way Major League Baseball has worked over the last 25 years.
See, we look at dynasties a little bit differently, and that's good. That's a good debate, right? You can make a legitimate argument on either side of this. I think a dynasty is more than two World Series, two championships in 3 years. I think you got to have a few more than that for a dynasty. But to your point about it, the grind of the season is what makes it a little more unique. Baseball is more unique than football. I mean, baseball is more unique than basketball and football in that regard, where football's 16 games. Yes, it's a grind. No one's suggesting it's not, but it's a different type of grind. It's a different type of situation. The mental aspect of it, the emotional aspect of it, the physical toll that it takes on you, the constant traveling all around. There's so many different elements to baseball that there are to any other sport that I would be more inclined, at the very least, to say, yeah, they're in that conversation. But in that same vein, then you got to throw the Giants into that same discussion
for
what they did three series in 5 years in the early part of the decade.
Well, I'll say this. Bruce Bochy's a Hall of Fame manager because of what they did in those 5 years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, Bochy's going to go down as a mediocre manager, I think, in the overall scheme of things. But what he did with that team in those 5 years was unheard of. So, yeah, I mean, I agree with you. He's clearly a Hall of Fame manager just on that series of that body of work alone right there.
Steve Bordstein, again, our guest right now. Steve, before I let you go, it's time for a prediction sure to go wrong. Who wins the World Series and how?
Astros in six.
All right, that's exactly the route I was going to go. I believe that the Nationals will get a win from Max Scherzer in this series. I think he's good for one win in any series. To me, he's the best pitcher on planet Earth right now, and the Nationals have that hot bat. Rendon, he's hot right now. He's going to make a lot of money this offseason. I don't know if it's with the Nationals or not, but nonetheless, I think Scherzer gets at least one win. I'm willing to say Strasburg or Corbin can eke out another, but in the end, I think there's too much firepower on this Houston Astro team. And let's be honest, there's a reason why they are the overwhelming favorite. I think front to back, they are just a better team. And to throw this out there, I probably at this point would have picked the Astros to beat anybody coming out of the National League.
I would have too. I would have too. And I say that again. I as much as we hate to acknowledge it, they were going to beat the Dodgers.
Yeah, they were.
They were.
Yeah.
They were going to beat the Dodgers anyway. It was, you know, we're fans, so we want to, you know, we're naturally, you know, delusional, so we wanted to cheer for our team. We wanted to see them there. Nationals did us a favor in knocking us out when they did. But now, okay, they're here, and it's tremendous that they're there. I hope they do get, I would love to see them get the job done. And I would love to see, when we get this series back to Washington, on a very quick note, I would love to see some way, shape, or form, the Washington Nationals to do some sort of a tribute to the fans and the Montreal Expos. Because without the Montreal Expos, this team doesn't exist. And it would be awesome if before Game 3, 4, or 5, if necessary, that they do a tribute to the Montreal Expos. Because the Expos were that team, that hounded teams in the early 80s and late 70s. And I'd love to see them get some mention before one of those home games in Washington.
Steve Bordstein, again, the host of First Sports. Steve, before I let you go, let the listeners know where they can find more of your work.
Weekday morning, 7 to 10 a.m. on Fox, AM 1340, 93.9 FM. We are throughout the northwest part of New Mexico. We appreciate all of our listeners there. You can also listen online through the iHeartRadio app on our website at foxsports1340.com. Download the iHeartRadio app to your smartphone or wireless device. You can also follow me on Twitter at Fox1340 AM.
Always a pleasure to get Steve Bordstein here on Drive Time Sports. Steve, enjoy the World Series, and we'll talk again real soon.
Very much looking forward to it, my friend. Thank you.
We've got a break for just a moment. We'll come back and put the final touches on this edition of the show when we return on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. We are live from the Auto Farm Studios.